The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live on a Friday afternoon. Chilly Friday afternoon. Oh, Ohio teases you. You know, we have temperatures up in the 79, 80. I think one day last week it got up to 81, and you're thinking, yeah. Cold weather is gone. It's done. It's over. It's finished. And then we have days like yesterday and today. I'm okay. It's not snowing, but it teases you. It's the way Ohio does in the spring. Gets your hopes built up, and then frost warning. Okay, well, we have much more serious things to talk about today, and I welcome you to the program. Thank you for joining me. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. As you know, I try my best to stay away from the politics, but there are things we just must talk about. And this court packing thing that the liberal left is insisting on and has even introduced legislation for. Can I just stop just for a moment? We are not yet 100 days into Democrat control of America. White House, House of Representatives, and the Senate. We are not yet even 100 days into Democrat control. And I want you to look at what's happening. The southern border. We are facing the worst crisis on the southern border in American history. That's indisputable, folks. It's the worst crisis in American history. Well, that's because we inherited a terrible immigration policy from the previous administration. Do they really expect anybody to believe that when you look at the actual facts? We've got drugs coming across the border in record numbers. We have terrorists coming across the southern border. If you are pro-life, I want you to look at what has been done in not even 100 days. The Biden administration has turned back so many, not just one or two, but many of the pro-life moves made by the Trump administration. And then I think one of the most egregious power-grabbing moves in American history, the attempt by the Democrats to change the Supreme Court of the United States forever. Now, most of you know, because you're smarter than the average bear, if you go down to Broad and High and ask this question, probably most people couldn't tell you, but most of you could. What are the branches of the U.S. government? And I think all of you know there are three. There is the judicial branch, primarily the Supreme Court. There is the executive branch, primarily the president and the White House. There is the legislative branch, primarily the House of Representatives and the Senate. They were designed brilliantly by our founding fathers to be co-equal and so that one could not mess with the other. And now we have Democrats in a blatant, naked power move trying to change the makeup of the Supreme Court, which has been as it is for 150, I think it's seven. I think it's 100, it's either 156, 157, over 150 years. We have had nine justices on the Supreme Court. And now all of a sudden, President Biden has established a commission made up almost entirely of a bunch of leftists. If you don't believe me, check it out. See who's been appointed. Check out their political stand. Almost entirely. It is not balanced. It is not bipartisan. It leans far, far, far to the left. This is why during the campaign, Joe Biden was asked repeatedly, Kamala Harris was asked repeatedly, do you support packing the Supreme Court? Well, I can't comment on that. But do you support packing the Supreme Court? Well, you know, there's a lot of different thought on that. But do you support? He refused to answer it. But most of us knew what was going to happen. But now get this. In 2016, there was a movement started by the Democrats in Congress. And if you don't believe me, check this out for yourself. There was a movement. The Democrats who stood in front of the Supreme Court building a couple of days ago announcing this new legislation, what did they have on the front of the podium? We need 13 or 13 is right. We need 13 or whatever. And something like that on the front of the podium. In 2016, a similar podium standing in front of the Supreme Court and some of the same Democrats shouting, we need 9. In fact, the hashtag begun by Democrats, hashtag we need 9. I'm talking about the same people. We got to have 13 in 2016. Hashtag, this was all the Democrats. Hashtag, we need 9. In fact, the Senate Democrats' official Twitter account in 2016 said, and I quote, America needs 9 justices on the Supreme Court. Hypocrisy? You think so? In 2016, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said, every day that goes by without a 9th justice is just another day the American people's business is not getting done. Yeah. Now, who thinks this is a good idea? None of the Supreme Court justices. In fact, the oldest and one of the most liberal Supreme Court justices currently is Stephen Breyer. Stephen Breyer has gone public. Now, remember, this guy is a leftist. Stephen Breyer said, it would be that one side saying, when we're in power, we're going to enlarge the number of judges so we would have more people who would vote the way we want them to. He said, Justice Breyer, liberal, structural alteration motivated by the perception of political influence can only feed that perception. There cannot be any shortcuts to it. The late Chief Justice William Rehnquist warned against packing the court. We go back to the 1930s and the 1940s. Chief Justice Charles Evans Hughes authored a letter to the United States Senate blasting a plan to change the number of the justices on the Supreme Court. There is a long history of liberal justices saying, no, 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 no. In fact, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, before she died, made it clear she was a strong opponent of changing the number of justices on the court. She maintained that adding more justices, quote, would make the court look partisan, end quote, from Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So we have a long record of the justices themselves going all the way back to the 30s and the 40s. No, 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 no. We have a long record of Democrats saying no, 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 no. Until now. It is wrong. And I hope and I pray that there are enough Democrats in the House of Representatives to stand up to the loonies in their own party and say, this is wrong, bad, bad, bad idea. But we'll see. All right, quick break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Well, Joy and I are scheduled to get our second COVID shot this coming Monday. Yeah, that's the schedule. And I am planning on being on the air on Monday afternoon. I think I get it at noon, I think, or maybe 12:15. And it's the second one that there may be side effects, but Joy and I have a lot of our friends that have gotten both shots. None of them have had any side effects at all. A lot of controversy about the vaccine, and I am sure there are some of you going, I can't believe it, Bob. I can't believe you're doing that. I can't believe you are believing. Well, hey, we have our family doctor, wonderful Christian, godly man, a whole lot more knowledgeable in medical and scientific things than I am. And we're trusting his counsel and his advice. We've had the first one, had no side effects at all, none. And we will have our second one this coming Monday. What I don't understand is, after you get your second shot and you've waited your 2 weeks, you know, and you're fully vaccinated and so forth, why in the world are we still wearing masks? Well, you can still get it. Well, then why? Oh, don't get me started. We're getting it because we're, you know, part of the target area, our age and physical and so forth. But don't get me started on if we still have to wear a mask, why in the world are we getting the shots? Aren't we like advertising? You better get your shot, but they really don't work. Okay, I'll leave it at there. I do my best to separate fact from fiction on this program and give you truth. There has been an enormous amount of controversy about the Georgia election law. Enormous amount of controversy and enormous amount of disinformation and downright lies. Sadly and unfortunately, our president has been one of the biggest liars about the whole Georgia voter suppression law and so forth. And then you have all the companies, all the corporations, without even reading the legislation, in a knee-jerk reaction, you know. Anyway, all right. I came across an excellent piece, Georgia's Election Law, What's True, False, or Exaggerated? And it is, I think, the best piece that I have come across that actually breaks it down, what is true, what is not true. The bill is 98 pages long. 98 pages long. And those that have criticized it and said things about it obviously have not read it. Let me give you just kind of a summary of some of the things that are in the law and are not in the law. The law gives counties more choice in how they run early voting while expanding the hours and days voters could cast ballots. Expands early voting. What have you heard from the news media? Cuts down early voting. No, it actually expands. Early voting is possible 29 days. There would be 29 days of mail-in voting and 17 days of early in-person voting, which is a dramatic expansion of what it was before. Individual counties have an option of extending the hours. This is not the day of election. This is early voting from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., which they didn't have before. The law mandates county offices to be open for two Saturdays up from one, and local officials have the option to add two Sundays of early in-person voting, which was not available before. Early in-person voting could be easier. Absentee voters, however, will face some restrictions. They will have to provide voter ID. 70% of the American population support voter ID for voting. So you will have to provide proof of education. Drop boxes will be regulated. But here's what the news media is not telling you. Before the pandemic, Georgia had no drop boxes at all. None. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nada. This new law provides guidance for the drop boxes, which never existed before. The polls are not going to close at 5 o'clock, like President Biden said. Okay, those are some of the key things. I'm sure Jeff already has it posted up on Facebook and Twitter. I hope you'll look at it. Georgia's election law, what's true, false, or exaggerated? And you will find most of what has been said about the Georgia law is untrue.